Beautiful day for ball. We bring in Keith Law from The Athletic, our expert on the minor leagues. Keith, how are you today? Have you recovered?
I've recovered. I could probably use some more sleep, though.
Really? Well, let's get right to it. Yesterday, of course, a million moves, and I thought more top prospects were moved than I anticipated. Why was that?
I don't know. I'm actually extremely surprised myself. I thought we would have a much quieter trade deadline because the playoff teams are mostly set. It's pretty clear who's going to the playoffs at this point. And also because so many other clubs, all clubs really, or just about all clubs, really try to hang on to their prospects. And we saw some pretty significant prospects move. We saw guys traded off my top 100. We saw guys traded from as far away as the Gulf Coast and Arizona rookie leagues. So it seems like a whole philosophical change across the entire industry. And I think it's great, but like you, I'm completely shocked by it.
Yeah, the market usually dictates what's going to happen. I think it was a good market. What about the two that the Giants gave up, Canario and Killian?
Two very different prospects. Canario is a big power hitting corner outfielder, probably right field in the end, with a lot of swing and miss. So he's pretty high risk. There's a good chance he never works out at all. But if it clicks, you've probably got a middle of the order type of bat, maybe a 5 or 6 hole hitter with big power, not a lot of on base percentage, but enough hit and power to profile as a good regular in right field. He's older for a guy in low A, though, and I would say his odds of working out at this point have gone down since the return to minor league play this year. Killian, on the other hand, more of a high probability guy with a little bit of a lower floor, but it's an above average fastball, above average slider, throws a ridiculous quantity of strikes. I think he's walked 11 batters in 100-something pro innings so far since he signed in 2019. I think he's a starter. I think he's going to get there as a starter. He may not be more than a back-end starter, but those guys are worth a lot of money right now.
Washington moved at least 6 players, and all big-name players, really. Did they get anything back that you could say, wow, that was a good deal?
I didn't love the deal they did with the Dodgers, but I think they got a good amount of value back. Keibert Ruiz was one of the Dodgers' top 2 catching prospects. He's in AAA. He's having a tremendous year. He is not a great defensive catcher, but he's going to stay there, and he can hit. He's always been a high contact guy, and this year he's finally started to hit for power in games. I always thought there was power. I'd see it there in BP. I'd see it in minor league spring training. He just never had a season where he hit for a lot of power. And this year he's doing that. He might be the Nationals' everyday catcher within the week. And then they also got Josiah Gray, who we saw, a little bit of Giants fans saw him recently. And I do think he's a big league starter. There's some reliever risk. I don't know that he's ready right now to take a rotation spot. But somewhere there's value. He's going to be a valuable pitcher on a major league staff for quite some time. And if you add those two guys together and think you've got those guys for the next 6 years, whereas you gave up just 2 months of Scherzer and 1 year and 2 months of Trey Turner, that's probably a fair return. I just kept wondering, could they have gotten one better prospect, a guy with more superstar potential than anybody they got back in all of their trades? I don't know for sure. My gut says they could have.
Pittsburgh traded Frazier. They traded Rodriguez to the Braves. Did they get back enough for those two?
I like the Rodriguez trade, especially. I still think Bryce Wilson's going to be a major league starter. He stalled in Atlanta, but Atlanta's had a lot of problems developing pitchers in the last 3-4 years. And I wonder if just getting Wilson out to a new environment, away from Atlanta, with a different pitching coach or different coaching staff, but also in Atlanta, it was come up for 1 start, come up for 2 starts. Nope, you're back down to the minors. Nope, you're back to the bullpen now because they're always trying to win. Now he gets to go somewhere where I hope the Pirates just give him, say, hey, you, the next 30 times through the rotation, you're our guy and you get to work. There are things he needs to work on. He's not a finished product. It's very hard to develop when your role is in question. You're constantly getting bounced between multiple different levels. And I think to get a potential starting pitcher like that for a reliever, even one with many years of control remaining, that's a pretty good outcome for Pittsburgh.
How wild. Keith Law is with us from The Athletic. I know I'm asking a lot of rapid-fire questions because we're up against the clock here. But how crazy was it in Seattle with Jerry DePoto and Graveman and what they did and what they got back? And then they got the guy from Tampa to mollify everybody.
Yeah, I thought that was interesting that they were willing to trade Graveman, which I'm 100% behind Graveman. What Graveman has done this year is so out of character, but you know, out of line with everything he's done in his career before. You have to assume it's not going to continue. The odds are much more likely that Kendall Graveman is the player we saw through 2020 than it is the player we've seen in 3.5 months so far this year. And they flipped him to get a guy they think could be an everyday third baseman, Abraham Toro. Kyle Seager ends up leaving as a free agent, to me, that's a no-brainer. If you can trade a reliever, especially a journeyman guy like Graveman, to get a potential everyday player, you do that 8 days a week.
Mm. Give me a grade for the Cubs and where they ended up, and also for Minnesota, who really got a tremendous player in Martin.
Yeah, I love what the Cubs did on balance. You know, if you looked at each of the individual trades, they might all seem a little bit underwhelming, but if you look at the whole portfolio of players, first of all, they did the right thing. They said, if we're trading one, we're trading them all. And they did. They traded them all. They traded the big three. They traded Kimbrel. They traded Jake Marisnik, and they got a decent relief prospect back. I think the whole portfolio of prospects they got back is really good because it has a mixture of ceiling guys. They got Kevin Alcantara from the Yankees, who's a center fielder in rookie league right now, but has pretty significant upside. He's only 18 years old. His body's looking better. I think he's got good field to hit. He can really play center. But then they also got a bunch of low ceiling but high probability guys. Just talking about Killian, they got Nick Madrigal. I'm not a huge Nick Madrigal fan, but he's going to play in the big leagues for the next 6 years and might be an everyday second baseman for them for the next couple of years. He'll make no money for it. He's not going to hurt you. There's just no upside. He's not going to be a star either. And to mix that up, to get some of those sort of high probability guys, a couple of whom are going to be ready. They're ready right now, are going to be ready very soon, and then take some flyers on some farther away guys with real upside. I like that quite a bit. I think Minnesota took a different approach. They said, you know what, Toronto is a little down on Austin Martin. They're a little down on Simeon Woods Richardson. Let's strike while the iron's hot. You know, a year ago, you couldn't have traded for those guys from Toronto. Now you can, and maybe we get them. And in Martin's case especially, I think there are some things that the Twins can do to try to help him swing-wise, get him into his legs a little bit more so he starts to show some more power.
Boy, fascinating, Keith. It's a pleasure to have you on, as always. And we learned so much from you. And, yes, the market was different. It really was different. Appreciate it. Keith, thanks again, and I look forward to having you on again.
My pleasure.
All right, that is Keith Law of The Athletic. Gordon Whitmire, NBC Sports Chicago, joins us and talks about the fire sale and the reaction in Chicago right after this.